All this week, we're hearing firsthand accounts of the end of communism in Eastern Europe 20 years ago. Today, former prisoner Kleva Yuritsa. He was born in 1966 in East Berlin, behind the Berlin Wall. And as a teenager, he decided he couldn't continue living under communism. As he saw it, his only chance of making it over the wall was to become a prisoner of the East German secret police, the Stasi. In 1984, he boarded a train headed for a checkpoint and deliberately announced to the border guards that he was trying to escape. He was promptly arrested. During the 40-year existence of communist East Germany, it sold some 34,000 prisoners and dissidents to West Germany. That number included Yuritsa. Today, two decades after his release, he works at Berlin's former Stasi prison, now a museum and memorial. And that's where NPR's Eric Westervelt made this recording.
My name is Kleva Yuritsa. I'm 43 years old. I live in Berlin. And I'm a guide in the memorial of Hohenschönhausen, the former central remand prison of the Stasi. I grew up in East Berlin, in the shadow of the wall, in the district of Prenzlauer Berg. And it was clear for me that it's impossible to cross over the Berlin Wall. But I knew from the program that West Germany paid for release for prisoners, but only for prisoners, and so I had to go to prison. That was the logic of an 18 years old. I was sentenced to 1 year of imprisonment, and after 10 months, West Germany paid for my release. After 20 years, my wife wanted that I write a book about my escape attempt and the stay in the prison. At first, I did not want it because I had to remember. I did not want to remember. I'm very glad that so many school class comes to this former remand prison. But in most cases, there are school classes from West Germany. I have very seldom school class from the former East Germany, and that is a bad situation. I suppose the most people in East Germany, maybe the teacher or the parents, don't want that the next generation, the young generation, were informed about the conditions in GDR, and that is a problem.
Former prisoner and now tour guide Kleva Yuritsa. He lives in Berlin. He was interviewed at Hohenschönhausen Prison Memorial by NPR's Eric Westervelt. This is NPR, National Public Radio.